Years ago, well, that began way before that, but I just hear what's here began 20 years ago. But it began way back before that, God getting you prepared and preparing this geographical location, preparing me and preparing others that are not here with us tonight. But God separated us and called us out from what we were involved into in our religious activities, as well as a lot of our social activities and business affairs. God called us out and separated us. And separation is the way God determines the future. He don't mix people up. He separates folks to use them. He don't never mix people. And God doesn't have many good separators today. Most preachers are good mixers. Well, I tell you one thing, you look at me, and I'm not backing off and blinking my eyes. You're looking at a good separator. I'm not a mixer. Mixers are supposed to be in bar rooms, you know, they pour that stuff, you know, in a little container and put the lid on it, and chicka, 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 chicka. Them's mixers. Most preachers make good bartenders because they are mixers. They like to mix people up. No. God anointed me to separate folks. And as the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ were separators. So if you want to follow a mixer, that's the way the world's going after these preachers that are mixers. You're looking at a preacher that's a separator. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about these men in the Bible that these preachers today and Christians don't even know about. They were everyone separators. They weren't mixers. All right, I want to begin in the 19th chapter of Acts about a great man that served God and wrote about half the New Testament named Paul the Apostle. In the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, beginning in verse 8, Paul went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were hardened, that meant an assortment of people, a big assortment, were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples. That was the true believers in the message that he was preaching. He separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Paul didn't look for a crowd. He separated folks and he looked for quality and not quantity. When he got a crowd, he always got rid of the crowd and wound up with a handful. Everywhere he went, always wound up with a handful. He started off with a crowd, but he'd separate the chaff from the wheat, and there wasn't much wheat left in those meetings, but that's the ones that he took. He would separate the disciples from those who did not receive and believe that gospel of the kingdom of God that he preached. People today in America are not hearing the gospel of the kingdom of God. Period. They're not hearing the gospel of the kingdom of God. When John the Baptist came preaching the gospel, he said, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent. Jesus came in Mark the first chapter as well as John, but he came after John. And his first message was after he came out of the wilderness being 40 days on a fast and tempted of the devil. He said, "Repent and believe the gospel." Well, you repent to God the Father, and then you believe Jesus Christ for eternal life. You don't turn to Jesus for everything. Paul the Apostle was a great preacher of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And you want proof of it, turn to the 20th chapter here. That's the next chapter over from where you are. And he says in verse 20 of Acts 20, "I kept back nothing that was profitable for you. But I've showed you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and also to the Greeks." What did he teach and preach? Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to direct your repentance to God. God is the one we sin against when we break His word and break His law. And 1 John 3 and verse 4 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of God's law. So you repent to God first, and then you turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life. And I tell you what, folks today is missing the boat. They want to turn to Jesus for everything. Jesus said, wait a minute. If you don't honor my Father, you're not honoring me. And these great men of God that separated people, they separated them because they preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. They didn't just preach a gospel. Today we got a country full of gospel preachers, but they're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. They're not preaching it, period. All right? These men that preached the gospel of the kingdom of God were great separators. They wasn't mixers. Boy, when the multitudes came out to John the Baptist in Matthew, the third chapter, he looked up at him when he come out there and said, oh, you generation of vipers, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Oh, Lord, what a sharp-tongued, eloquent orator that spoke so profoundly on the gospel of the kingdom of God. And you know what he told him? Don't come out here testifying, your big old mouth a-flapping, your tongue a-yapping. He said, bring me some fruit that's meet or worthy for God to accept for repentance. Bring me some fruit to prove you're repentant. Don't come here with your big mouth. That's what America's full of today, is big mouths. I guess a tart of big mouths I could vomit. God have mercy. Just talk, rattle, pour out of the mouth. Lord have mercy sakes in this world. We got to have something to tell folks. Separation is God's way to get a person qualified and equipped to go out and change lives. Not to get a crowd. What if you didn't have but a crowd of one, like Philip meeting the Ethiopian eunuch and send him on his way rejoicing because he preached Christ to that eunuch, baptized him, sent him on his way rejoicing. When you read what the Bible says in the conversion of many people, that the Bible, the New Testament, gives us some record of, you don't hear the whole story. The last few verses of the book of John, John said, if all the things that Jesus said and did were written, I reckon that the world itself could not contain the books. Everything wasn't written down, but in between the places where there was a mere veneer almost of a record, there wasn't a complete record of what was preached by Philip out there to that eunuch in the wilderness. A lot of times when there was an encounter with Paul, you only get a partial little revelation or a historical account, a biological review here of what he actually said. But every once in a while, it'll put that complete message in this Bible that we can line up every word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And because the Bible doesn't say everything every time about repentance, it says it enough in here that we repent to God and we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. The gospel of the kingdom is repentance unto God and then believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, like Paul said. That's what I preach, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. You direct your godly sorrow to God the Father. Lord, I've broken your law. You haven't broken Christ's law. Christ don't have any law. He said, I preach the words that the Father gave me. I come to preach the Father's message. It's God's commandments that the Lord came to teach us. Read the great Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. He taught us exactly what you read over in the Old Testament, that the prophets read about Moses, where it said you love your neighbors yourself. Turn over to the 19th chapter of Leviticus, and you'll read in there, and God said it right over there in the Old Testament, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus come along and taught, love your neighbors yourself. Wasn't any, these guys act like today there's a brainstorm they got, you know, that they learned something nobody else don't know. But I tell you one thing, from the Bible I know it, they didn't get no brainstorm. God have mercy. The Bible said you teach this word, precept upon precept, line upon line, here little and there little, or else you'll go backward and be broken and snared and taken by the devil. And that's what's happening in America tonight and today. God have mercy. Six. God put us out here and separated us from the mixed multitude. That mixed multitude has been a source of